Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Walk, Don't Run 64. Bring us back. 23, I think that's the Ventures. I think that's who that is. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's still just the two of us. I've got a couple of things, other things I want to talk about. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and do this. So I got a little bit of a confession to give you, and I'm going to use that confession to teach you a little something that hopefully will keep you out of trouble and will save you some money. As you know, we're publishers here. We publish information. My show, we publish it on the air. We publish it on the internet. We're like people. Someone once said about pig farmers, they save everything but the squeal. We use everything around here between our Twitter feeds and all of our other social media and the different places we post my column and the archives. We produce 2,600 podcasts a year and other things. And so that means that online, that means you're using images. And so we try really hard here to make sure that if we use an image, it's either public use image or we pay for it. We have a bunch of subscriptions of images, photos, and clip art, and things like that. We pay money every year to have access to those, so that we're on the right side of copyright. Folks, we're intellectual property creators. I defend my own intellectual property. I don't want to abuse other people. But guess what? Earlier in the last year, I don't remember when, we made a mistake. We used two images that we tried to find the owner, but apparently we didn't try hard enough. They slipped through. Two images got out there that we used twice. So I guess a total of four times for those two images, each one twice. And it turns out that was somebody else's copyrighted information that we used, that we should have contacted them, and we would have found out that they wanted too much for it, and we would have not used it. We would have moved on. But that was our mistake. And I want you to know it was an honest mistake. And as I said, the reason I can say that and stand on it is because we spend money buying things like that. It's our practice. We just messed that one up. I admit it. So here's what happened. I get a contact from a law firm. And it turns out these law firms are what they call troll law firms. Now, everybody's got a right to their intellectual property. They got a right to charge for it. And if you abuse it, they have a right to call you on it. Most people will say, you used it, you shouldn't have, take it down, or pay me what you would have paid me otherwise. Most people do that. And there are people out there, and this is the point I'm trying to make to you, there are people out there who generate content, images, as traps, and we fell for one of those traps. We did not check on it, and I think that they intentionally don't make it easy for you to find out how to go forward with it. And so consequently, they put these images out there. When you use them and you don't pay them for it, they charge way too much for the first image. I mean, it's like a factor of 10 or more, maybe 100. But if you don't, then you hear from their law firm, the troll law firm. There are at least two of them. The courts know about them. They don't like them. They think they're abusive. They call them trolls. The courts call them trolls. You'll hear from the law firm, and they will do something that I think is tantamount to the ransomware. that you see. If somebody comes and breaks, if you click on a link in an email and somebody takes over your computer, they're going to say, give me $2,000 and I'll let you have your computer back if you're a little company. Well, this is very, the troll law firms is very similar to that. They don't take over your computer, but they threaten you with a lawsuit. And so obviously you are in the wrong. If you do what we did, you are in the wrong. We didn't do what we should have done. We admitted that. But then they'll make you pay them this ridiculous amount, or more than you should actually, or they'll take you to federal court. And the amount is just enough so that you won't, you'll pay them instead of going to court and getting a judgment against you, that kind of thing. So I'm telling you all this. I'm opening up my doors here a little bit to show you what we did, to use me as an example. We've been 99.9% diligent about this, but we're going to be 102% diligent about this going forward. Don't use any images unless you know that it's free, fair use, or you have paid for it. Do not put any images up anywhere. These guys are filing hundreds of lawsuits against people, and they will. That's their method. Their method is not to create and sell content. Their method is to put content out there that you'll trip over, and then they'll come back and try to get you, extort you with for money, not unlike ransomware. So watch it, folks. It's another form of ransomware. You need to be careful about it. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We come back with Stephen Russo. We're going to talk about the other kind of ransomware.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.